WFAS. The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lipman Crooks.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm from the law firm Lipman Crooks with offices right here in White Plains, New York City, and Fishkill. And tonight, our guest is Gideon Schein of Eddie and Schein In-Home Administrators for Seniors. Welcome, Gideon.
Thank you, Bernie. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, tell us, what is Eddie and Schein In-Home Administrators for Seniors?
Well, at Eddie and Schein In-Home Administrators for Seniors, what we do is we provide management and coordination for seniors of all their financial, legal, health insurance affairs, as well as to coordinate teams of people that are often necessary, such as attorneys, either estate attorneys or elder law attorneys or geriatricians or accountants. And we try to build, if the team is not in place, we try to build it in place so that communication tends to work better.
All right, so give me an example of what management coordination means. Tell us about a case you're working on, of course, without mentioning the person's name.
Well, somebody wants to do from the lower end to the top end. In other words, one of the questions the clientele, we do Medicaid people and we do high-end, high-wealth people. Let's just say that somebody wants to prepare a Medicaid application. We will find every document and every bank statement and everything that is necessary for the attorney or whomever to put actually the thing together. We could do it ourselves. We don't. We're only interested in the coordination of it. You want to put a trust together. We will find all the documents that are necessary. An accountant wants to do a tax return. All the records will be. Or right now I'm working on a huge health insurance project. I have a client who lives in Wisconsin who had moved from New York, had a pretty bitter divorce, and got completely lost in the medical system. Medicare said they were secondary. Her insurance said that it was the other way around. So nobody paid anything, and she wound up with $192,000 worth of bills and a lot of people chasing. That took me about 4 days to undo that. And as of yesterday, I called Wisconsin, called around Wisconsin, and got her on what's called a conversion policy, which I found out from New York State Civil Service exists. And while we have 90 days to do it in New York, I found out we had 63 days to do it there, and 63 days run out tomorrow. So we got a field representative. She's a paraplegic. Got him in to Wisconsin, into the home, and she is now insured going back to the day that her COBRA ended. So she's not going to owe anybody anything. That's a kind of coordination thing that we'll do on the health insurance side.
Boy, timing's everything in life.
Timing is absolutely everything.
If you waited till Monday to call. So it sounds like you're a pretty resourceful guy, no?
Reasonably. I mean, 7 years of doing this, you tend to learn a lot. Because each case is really very, very different. And the professionals ask very, very different things of you. And their own experiences are very, very different. So we learn a great deal. Health insurance is one of the things I know the best. I've spoken to 47 insurance companies in the state, literally, because I'm keeping track. And it's like a learned art, you know. You know in your business, there are certain things you know how to do and certain things you don't do. At this point, for instance, I give a customer service representative about 30 seconds, and when I sense that we're going nowhere, I politely ask for a supervisor. I don't even start the conversation because it's just a waste of everybody's time.
It usually takes me about 10 minutes and 30 seconds to get to a talking human body on the phone.
Oh, absolutely. there are tricks that I learn. I will call around and say, look, I'm not sitting around waiting here. There has to be a way to get to a live person. And somehow, in most cases, banks, insurance companies, they seem to find a way where you can actually do that without. I'll tell you, one of my first clients, before there was an Eddie and Schein, this started basically with my mother getting ill and my taking care of all of her affairs, and then she made me take care of her best friend, and then one of my board members of an institution I ran heard about it and said, would you do it for me? I said, sure. And so I was doing it, and I was doing all those financial records and computerizing everything, putting it on Quicken, online bank paying, the whole nine yards. And, of course, I had to make a lot of phone calls. And he said, well, look, I want to try this once. I want to call. He was 82. I want to try this once. So I watch him, and he hits two, and then he hits another number, and then he hits a number, and then he throws the phone against the wall. And I said, Michael, what was that all about? He said, well, I hit two, I hit four, I hit five, and the wall was six.
Sometimes I hear people when they're trying to call the airlines to make a reservation, and the woman or the machine on the phone will say, say reservations if that what you want. And then I hear the person screaming, reservations, reservations. Can't you hear me, darn it? It really does get frustrating. I mean, pressing zero doesn't always work either, right? They figured that out. So sometimes you could press zero and they'll say, sorry, that wasn't one of your choices.
As a clue to your clients, the word most often used is representative. In 70% of the cases, if you just jump in there, you're probably going to get a live person.
So if you say the word representative.
Say the word representative. It can be in the middle of everything, actually, because that's pretty much the code name that they've finally decided was appropriate for everybody. It used to be agent, it used to be operator, it used right. to be, and then they got all confusing. It now tends to work that representative actually gets you there quicker.
Okay, so the process is you get on the phone, you have an automated answering system, you get to a human being, you give that person 30 seconds to see whether or not they're going to be of any assistance, and then you ask for a supervisor. And do you get one?
Yes.
So they're trained.
They're trained to know. I mean, they can tell themselves that I'm going to be asking them questions they can't answer. And they don't want to waste their time either. But you have to do it politely. I mean, we were talking before we were on. It's just like dealing with the older people. I mean, you have to make them feel good about what they're doing and not insult them by saying, I need to talk to somebody that knows more than you do.
Because that's sort of implying that they don't get it.
Correct.
And they're not going to like that.
It depends, again, on how you do it, because they're more embarrassed when you go through 10 minutes of it and they demonstrate that they don't know anything about it. Because then they get irritated and there's nothing you can do about it. And then you ask for a supervisor and they're already angry. If you can just say, look, this is really complicated and I've tried to do this before, I think it would really be great if I could talk to a supervisor who really understands the complexity of this. It's a lot better than building up all that 10 minutes of anger.
The part I dislike the most, I think, is when they get on the phone and they give you a 3-minute prepared speech about how they're going to help you and how important your business is to them. And I just want to hit the mute button or press the button and say, okay, could you please be quiet and let me tell you why I called?
Yeah, but you won't succeed.
No. So, okay, so you're finding documents. Now, do they actually give you the documents? I mean, do you have power of attorney? I mean, why?
Well, everything goes, I mean, that's what I said earlier. It's the full range. The trust factor is very large, and that we have because the system works like this. We'll get a referral from someone. You will call and say, I have a client who needs XYZ. We will get on the phone with the client and have just a conversation, free, doesn't matter, just to assess whether we really can do something for them. Because it doesn't make sense to take on a client when, right. you know, you really can't help them. Even if you don't know how much, the next step is you go in and we do a paid assessment. We'll get a one-time fee, and it usually starts with one problem, like someone who can't file or someone who owes 3 years' worth of taxes or whatever. And by the time you get in there, you find out that they haven't looked at their will in 20 years. They have no health care proxies. They have no – and we will help with all of that by going to you, finding you and your colleagues and say, look, this guy needs a new will. He needs a health care proxy and a living will and all kinds of stuff and probably needs his whole trust system to reset up. So that's really how the process works. And they will say, I don't know where anything is.
So let's say somebody is interested in going on Medicaid, to use your example. Mm-hmm. Now, you just don't go on Medicaid. You probably have to show the government that you don't have any money. And in order to do that, you've got to produce bank statements going back 3 to 5 years from all your financial accounts. And a lot of people either can't find those statements or they've thrown them out, they shredded them. And somebody is disabled, they're not able to do this, and you come in and you say, okay, I'm going to go to ABC Bank and get all your statements. Does the bank turn that stuff over to you?
Depending on the circumstances. There are two kinds of disabled. there's physically disabled, in which case a conversation is perfectly possible. And if you have the other person there, they will give permission and then I can talk to
them. So they're on the phone. You say, hi, I'm on the phone with Mrs. Smith and she's authorized me to talk to you. And the person will say, hi, Mrs. Smith, is that you?
Yeah, and then I'll ask her questions. So really, I did social security number and a question.
And then does that work just for that call or from that time forward?
Varies. It usually works just for that call, but then if I think that there's going to be more, I ask them to send me the fiduciary equivalent of a HIPAA form. Right. In other words, a HIPAA form is what you need to get healthcare information.
Right.
There are fiduciary examples of that too, depending on what you're asking for. If you want a bank account or a credit card, all you want is access to the information. You don't want to get on the account. But I also, for some people, I have powers of attorney because it's too complicated for these people to every single time call and say it's okay. And plus, they're on the verge of competency issues because we have clients who are totally together at 94, and I have, unfortunately, Alzheimer's clients for whom I do everything, and their children live in, you know, California and in Michigan, and there's no way that they're going to be. Now, they have a power of attorney as well because I don't want to be sole. I'm always careful to make sure that there's real backup so that I'm not out there swinging for any particular reason. Not that anything's ever happened and we're completely insured and bonded and all that stuff, but it makes them feel better. I have a client, a couple, where all three daughters are involved and all of them have a power of attorney, so I didn't take one because they're accessible, it's easy, and it's not a problem.
So this must be a tremendous burden lifted off the kids who live out of state who would otherwise have to deal with this, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's really how it all started, either for older people who have no one and also – well, and then there are for the adult children my age who have older parents where either they're out of town or also they can be in town and there are two things. They have their own lives, their own careers, their own children. And some of this is a really not quite every day, but you really have to stay on top of it because mistakes happen by virtue of the fact you don't. So for them, it's a relief, too. They were doing it and just couldn't anymore. So they will delegate it. I mean, that's one side of it. And the other side of it is that, unfortunately, except fortunately in the elder law world, the services have been deteriorating to such an extent for older people. Even geriatricians, which is the most needed physical doctor for old people, the kids are not in medical school. They're not going into geriatrics anymore because it's also the least lucrative and most demanding from a personality point of view. So we're out there juggling and becoming the intermediary and finding geriatricians in places that are not the most likely places to find them.
We're talking with Gideon Shine, and Gideon is with a company that helps people get their act together, helps them get their financial affairs in order. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets, albeit available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Tonight we're talking to Gideon Shine, and Gideon's been telling us about how he helps people get their lives together and helps them find the documents that they need. And Gideon, this is not your everyday business. How'd you get into this?
Well, it was a personal issue, actually. My mother, at age 81, was suddenly diagnosed with cancer and was starting to get into trouble and could no longer do what she used to do. She was, in fact, a banker, so she prided herself into being able to take care of her affairs, and she couldn't do much of anything within a six-month period. So I began to go in there, and then I realized how much there was to do. And as she approached the end, she said, I want you to do it for my best friend, whom I had known since I was a child. So I wound up doing it for her, too. The next thing I knew, I was running a not-for-profit arts agency, and one of the members of the board said, listen, could you do for me what you did for them? And I said, yeah, but I don't want to charge you. He said, oh, you have to charge me something. And I said, what? He said, how about $40 an hour? I said, okay, you know, I'm not going to charge you anyway. And then in doing it, I began to realize the enormity of the population. I mean, let's be fair, it's the largest growing demographic of anything, anywhere. And at the same time, the services that are provided for those seniors are going down the tubes. And the whole mechanization approach to communication is something that older people cannot do. I mean, the fact that computerization and online worlds have taken over basic communications, it makes it incredibly difficult for them to survive when they really could. And it's little things like they go to their own doctors, and they've been going for 20 years. Their own doctors don't recognize that they grow older, and they can't hear as well. And the client will never say, can you say that one more time? But if I'm sitting there and I can see that it's going right over their heads, then I can say, listen, I didn't get that. Could you say that one more time? And it breeds the same thing with attorneys. You know, it's very complicated sometimes when they're discussing putting a trust together, when they're discussing what you asked earlier, the whole Medicaid situation, you know, let alone things like spousal refusal, where somebody says, well, I'm not going to refuse my spouse, you know, support. I mean, what, are you crazy? There is a way to explain it, and it comes better from someone like me that's more distant than the actual practitioner who sits there and does it. There's a trust relationship that's built in there. And that's how I came up with the idea. And ironically, my partner, Rebecca Eddy, worked for me at this other organization. We both took each other out to lunch. I was taking her out to lunch to tell her that I was leaving and that I was going to do something else. Little did I know that she was taking me out to lunch to tell me the same thing. So we started to talk about what are you going to do, and she started describing it, and I said, well, what would you say if we start a business together? It works a lot easier for two because one can cover the other. It's an enormously intimate business. I mean, you can't just have anybody do it. So that's really how it got started.
You're almost like a surrogate child.
One of my favorite titles is most of my clients call me their paid son.
Well, you can be the daughter like that some people never had.
That's correct. Absolutely. And that's it is because, again, what you find out is very often, even in good families, where they get along really very well, because that's, as you probably know, is not always the case. But even assuming that, I would say that in the large majority of cases, I know more about their parents than they do, because it's easier to talk to me than it is to their children about certain things.
And the kids don't feel weird about that?
There's nothing. Everything is nothing. I've had very little experience. I mean, I have to say most of the time those kids are like a walking testimonial because their burden is so relieved that in almost no cases, and I improve their parents' motivation. I guess a good case in mind would be we were invited to go to a client's house to redo our filing system. Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm the strategic guy. I'm not the great detail guy. Rebecca is the great detail guy, not particularly strategic. So we all thought, I was also on the east side where she lives, we also thought she was going to do that. And we also were wondering about building a team. Well, we show up there. Her lawyer was there. The lawyer's assistant was there. Her banker was there. The banker's assistant was there. And, of course, she was very, very quiet. And they did most of the talking. And while they were doing all the talking, I was just wandering around the apartment, just listening but looking at the filing cabinet, just sort of getting a home. And I started looking up in the walls, and there were signs in French everywhere that were clearly like stolen from bathrooms and, I mean, enormously funny. And so I just turned to her, and I happened to speak fluent French, and I started to talk to her in French. She lights up. starts to talk back to me, and her stutter was 70% less in French than it was in English. And from there on, it began. And then I realized, as we took care of the filing and the billing and all that stuff, I began to realize what really happened is she had macular degeneration. She couldn't see. And it got worse and worse and worse. So she just shut herself off from life. This was somebody who had been married to an actor who died and used to go to the theater and the opera and the film. And she had a lovely family in Vermont. And all the she wouldn't go anywhere because her version was, if I can't see, they won't see me the same way. So I spent 2 years working on one step at a time. She has a nephew who's an actor. We have a mutual friend. And I took her to a cabaret act at the Algonquin, and I arranged for a table to be right in front of the singer. Then I got her seats in the front row at the Met so she could go back to the opera and see as best as possible. And then I took her to see her nephew in a musical down in Pennsylvania. Suddenly, now she's telling me, oh, I'm going to a wedding in Boston, and I'm going to be spending 2 weeks with my family in Vermont. And to me, that was the most rewarding success. Yes, the paperwork is better. The money is better. Everything is handled better. Her bankers are happy. Her lawyer's happy. But what makes me the most happy is she got her life back. And P.S., she's been fighting cancer for 10 years. And we just came back from the oncologist, who also I wouldn't normally go to, except she said, you know, I have a rough time going there. He just seems weird. And I walk in there and said, how do you do? And he says, hi, my name is Abraham Shishua. And I just off the cuff said, are you a Moroccan Jew? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, well, I grew up with him in Israel. Like, you know, there aren't that many Abraham Shishuas around. His whole attitude changed. It's just little things. And so now I do go. And she's been clean now for months. And it's a great thing to build that kind of a relationship.
You gave her the gift of life.
I gave her that's why our tagline to our business is life-keeping, not just bookkeeping.
Now, you know, this is obviously very labor-intensive. How many cases at a time can you handle?
Maximum a dozen per person.
So you and Rebecca each handled a dozen?
About. It varies. It fluctuates because some are project-based, like the health insurance thing. I bet I'll do for another 2 months, and then it'll probably take care of itself because she's so well-insured now that it'll go on automatic pilot. She's not going to get all that crap again. But some are like Laura, whom I see at least once a week, if not more, for 3 hours, and then have homework to do to prepare. So it varies from one to the other. And unfortunately, I mean, I have to say there is planned built-in obsolescence into this. Yeah. My average age client is 83, and I have four in the 90s going all the way to 98. And while they're here and they're healthy and they're whatever, you sort of have to know. But we're at the point now where we spent the last 2 years looking at people who might want to do what we do because it's really hard. I mean, it's not something that anybody can do, and it's not the financial part's the least important part of it, and anybody can be trained to do that that has, I mean, a financial sense. They have to understand how to do that. But the personality stuff is really hard. And so we deliberately looked before the clientele built up. And now we're slowly at a point where we do want to expand a little bit. And mostly because the clientele is there, not because we're trying to build our business bigger. Both of us are of an age where this was not intended to become this huge franchise, whatever, business. Because I've already been asked to do this in Florida, California. The word got around, and I'm not really interested in doing that. But what we are going to do is we're going to set up a national training institute to train other people to do this.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. This week's guest is Gideon Shine, who helps people get their lives organized. We've been talking about a lot of interesting things tonight. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Lippman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Lippman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. you truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Gideon Shine. Gideon, we're talking about helping seniors and people with disabilities. Is there an age limit where somebody has to be of a certain age before you'll take them on as a client?
No. Obviously, most of 95% of our clients are between the ages of 65 and 96. It is a senior-oriented business. Every once in a while, though, these problems occur also in younger people, and particularly my partner Rebecca will actually take on some of those. But in point of fact, we're aimed at seniors, and that's anybody at 65 or over, or people, as you said earlier, with disabilities where you're dealing with the Social Security and SSI and you're dealing with the same kind of environment.
And they're all in New York, right?
No, they're in New York, they're in New Jersey, they're in Connecticut, and I have done some, I have a client in Wisconsin whom I've been dealing with, their whole health insurance. Fundamentally, it's a tri-state area, but we've gone everywhere from Nyack to West Hampton Beach, so it's a pretty big Stamford, I mean, it's a pretty big.
Do you ever have to turn anybody away because your caseload's too big?
No, not really. That's actually never happened because it's one of those things where it fluctuates, where if I'm very, very busy, coincidentally, Rebecca may not be. That was the advantage to deciding to do it, the two of us, and then we have a virtual assistant who does a lot of the outside work, so we're not burdened by running the business anymore. Somebody else can do that, so we have more time. But no, the answer is so far not.
Now, if you were going to increase in size, not to just grow the business, but to service the population, how would you go about finding someone else who can do this?
Well, we've been looking around for quite some time. There are a couple of national organizations. One of them is called the National Association of Professional Organizers, some of whom do financial organizing. And we've gone to conferences, and we actually presented and spoke at conferences. And then there's the other one, which is much closer to what we do, which is the American Association of Daily Money Managers. It's a terrible title, but because it doesn't really describe what these people do, but somehow it got stuck. And in and among those, you find people that are interested in seniors. So you start cultivating the relationship and start talking about, and then people get introduced through various lawyers have come to me and said, listen, we wouldn't mind doing something like this. We've already done 25 years worth of legal work.
So they want to be a retired lawyer.
They want to be a retired lawyer and do something else. And, you know, generally it's somebody that like that. It's not really going to be a beginner. It's not going to be a very young person starting out.
It's got to be the right person.
It's got to be the right person.
I'm Bernie Crooks talking with Gideon Shine of Eddie & Shine In-Home Administrators for Seniors. We've got to do one more piece of business and we'll be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, and we've been speaking with Gideon Shine. Gideon, we're out of time, unfortunately, but just give us some closing thoughts for our listeners.
Well, I just wanted to say that we are around to help, and we do free consults for anybody, just to ascertain what their problem is. And you can set that up by calling our office at 212-987-1427. And if you really want to get to know more about us, why don't you just go to look at our website, which is www.eddyandshine.com. That's EddyAndSchein.com. That should pretty well tell you about what it is we do.
Well, I